Amen. For truly indescribable is our God, all powerful, uncontainable. Truly, He is amazing. And as we come before Him today, as we consider the God that He is, I hope that we are awestruck. Shall we bow our heads before we come before the throne of our Father? Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for the gift You have given us today, for the gift You give us at the close of every week, for Your time. Because, Daddy, that's all we ever really wanted, was Your time. So we come before You as Your children to spend time with our Daddy. These things we ask in our holy, blessed name. Amen. Think of the perfect day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. There's a hush over the land. Peace just fills you from the moment you open your eyes. You have nowhere you have to go. You have nothing you have to do except spend time with your favorite person in the world. I've had the longest September in my life. It started with Young Women's Retreat and went on to Women's Retreat, and it culminated in this weekend, and everything's been going on with work. And I asked, it was funny, I asked our youth in Sabbath school, I said, so how was your weekend? And Brooklyn's response was perfect. She's like, I just looked up and went, what happened? It was Monday and now it's Saturday and I don't know what happened. And that was perfect because that's how I felt. It's like, what happened to September? It's here. And all I could think as I was preparing for this weekend was, oh, praise the Lord for the Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for that moment when I could stop, turn everything off, and just be still. That's what God designed the Sabbath to be. A day of rest and gladness. You heard that song? Oh, day of rest and gladness. Oh, I love to think about what He was thinking when He created the Sabbath day. You know, we talk about that there were 6 days of creation. And in 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth and everything that in them was. But the fact of the matter is that there were really 7 days of creation. Because on the seventh day, He created the ultimate gift. He created the Sabbath day. He rested from all His work. Now, was God tired after 6 days of going, there you go, there you go, there you go? I'm sure His fingers got a little tired, you know? But really, was He that tired that He had to rest a whole day? Was that for His benefit? It was for us. One of my favorite cartoons when I was a kid was the Jetsons. And I remember George Jetson would sometimes get finger-itis, you know, where he's pushing the button and his finger would get all swollen. And and his wife was like, well, just use your other hand. And he's like, oh, it doesn't feel right, you know. But the fact of the matter is that God didn't have finger-itis. He didn't have a problem. He made it for you and me. He knew. He looked down through the centuries and He saw you, Chuck. And He said, oh, you know, man, Chuck has been so busy this week. I want him to have peace today. He saw Cindy and He said, oh, man, Cindy has worked her fingers to the bone this week. I want to give her a day that she can take off, because if I don't give her a day that she can take off, she'll still be working. Right? I mean, He looked at Matt and He said, Matt, oh, I know you want a day to spend with your girls and your boy out in nature, but you're going to feel guilty if you aren't mowing something, chopping something, raking something, fixing something. Am I right, Matt? Yeah. But He knew that your girls needed you today. And He said, I'm going to give that man an excuse to be still and be with his children. You know, he looked at Eric and he saw that Eric was going to need a moment for some PTSD after that car accident. And he gave Eric a day to go, oh, I'm here. Amen? God knew what we needed before we even asked for it. And he gave us a day like today of all days with sunshine after a week of rain. I was beginning to look for a rainbow out there, weren't you? I was starting to think Noah was coming back. I mean, it's just been incredible this week with all the rain. We were even up at Women's Ministries Retreat last weekend, and the rain was so powerful there that we ended up having longer worship sessions because we couldn't get to the cafeteria without somebody drowning. So we had to wait on the food and keep praising the Lord. So we got our spiritual food instead. But I want to take you on a journey today as we do our praise and share into one perfect day. Can you imagine what would it be like if one day out of seven, God came down and had an appointment with you and with me? If he called you up on Friday night and said, hey, I'm going to be at your house at sunrise. Soon as you see the morning break over the skies, I'm going to be there. And we're going to spend the whole day together from sunrise to sunset. From the moment you open your eyes until the moment you close them, I'm going to be there with you. Would you not be excited? Would you start planning what you were going to wear? It's like, oh, I'm going to wear this, and then I'm going to change into this. And the food you were going to make for Jesus when he came. You know, you think about what you're going to make for him. Not that he needs it, but we're going to make it anyway because some of us like to cook, Mom. Mom would make heavenly dessert. I know it. All right. So you think about what you're going to do and where you're going to go and how you're going to spend that day together. God designed the Sabbath to be a perfect present for the weariest week, a beautiful present wrapped in a perfect bow at the end of the week so that no matter what else happens today, we could come together and spend time with him. So let's start our time spending with him by singing one of my favorite hymns, hymn number 44, Morning Has Broken. And as we open our eyes and see him standing there at our door, I want us now to think of what we would say to him when we see him standing there. Brenda, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you have a praise for him today, congregation? Miss Ava, can you come and get our microphone? We're going to take around the handheld mic, and we're going to see who's got a praise for my Lord today. Who has something that they want to thank him for? Who has something that they want to praise him for today? Raise your hand if Ava can bring you the microphone, and you can tell us, Mr. Jim, and then Miss Shelby.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to praise God for allowing me to be here today.
Amen.
It's been a great time, you know, great songs, great worship. And if he was here right now, I'd say, God, I'm sorry for the things I didn't give you, the things I didn't say, and the things I didn't do.
All right, Miss Shelby.
I would like to thank God for Miss Flo and Mr. Cliff, because they've been giving me Bible studies, and they've been doing this out of their own time. And I thank God because I know that he planned this. Because I'm going to get baptized soon. And
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else got a praise from my Jesus today? Miss Tammy. She's practically jumping out of her seat.
Praising for my little Ava.
Yes.
Praising God that he is sparing time for everyone who has walked away. He's got that door open for them to come back in.
Always.
And I pray we as a family stand strong and faithful, and keep looking up, for he is coming soon.
Amen, amen. Anybody else? One more praise for my Jesus. Yes, Miss Nona. Oh, and then Miss Vera, and then Miss Nona.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, you do it.
Okay. If he were to appear at my door, I would reach out my hand. And when I do that, I would feel that scar in his hand. And I'm afraid that I would be so overwhelmed that I would be weeping.
Mm-hmm.
But a thank you would come out to thank him for all that he's done for me.
Amen. All right, one more, Miss Nona.
I just wanted to thank my precious church family for the ones that called and checked on me after my cataract surgery. And just a precious... A little girl here, Ava, she helps me. I call her my mentee. I'm her mentor, so she's my mentee. And but she helped me so much. You know, just, Miss Donna, don't bend over. You know, you're not supposed to bend over. So I appreciate it. And just our precious children in this church, I just amen. Praise them. Praise him for them.
Amen, amen. All right. Now we come to what we're going to do with him. Because, you know, when God comes into your life, you start thinking about all the things you had planned for today, but maybe I don't want to do that when God's around. It's not as important, you know? That iPad that I was going to play on isn't as important. You know, that movie I was going to watch isn't as important. That you know, thing I was going to do at work isn't as important, because God himself is with us. So I want to read to you a hymn that we have that I had never seen before until I was preparing for this sermon. And I read it and I went, I don't think any of us know it except Mom. Mom knows every hymn we've ever sung. But the words were so beautiful that I wanted to read it to you. It says, God himself is with us. Let us all adore him. And with awe appear before him. God is here within us. Soul in silence fear him. Humbly, fervently draw near him. Now his own who have known God in worship lowly, yield their spirits wholly. Come, abide within me. Let my soul, like Mary, be thine earthly sanctuary. Come, indwelling spirit, with transfigured splendor, love and honor will I render. Where I go here below, let me bow before thee, know thee, and adore thee. Gladly we surrender earth's deceitful treasures, pride of life and sinful pleasures. Gladly, Lord, we offer thine to be forever soul and life and each endeavor. Thou alone shalt be known, Lord of all our being, life's true way decreeing. And I thought that is just beautiful. I mean, what would we do if Jesus were with us today? If he said, you've got me for the whole day, what do you want to do? I know for me, I'd want to sit at his feet and say, Jesus, tell me a story. You know, I'd be like, we used to love watching a show with Jenna called Teletubbies. And whenever they'd get done with a story, if the Teletubbies really liked it, they'd go, again, again. And I would feel like I would be like that with Jesus. He would tell me a story and I'd go, I'd want to have more time with him. Tell me another one. But he'd say, you know what? We've got this whole day. You've got me at your disposal. What are you going to do with me now? Would I keep him to myself? Or would I share him with my family? Would I call everybody up? Like the widow who had lost her mites. You know, the widow who had lost her money, and she found her single coin that was lost, and she said, come rejoice with me. She probably spent more money on that party to rejoice for finding the lost coin than she had to begin with. But it doesn't matter because she was praising God for what was lost and is now found. Would we, in that day that we have with him, call everyone we knew and say, Jesus is here. He's here and he's in my home right now. Would we call them and tell them? Would we waste a single moment to let them know who he is? And so now, church, I want to ask you to sing with me hymn number 316. Live out thy life within me. So now we've asked about a praise for Jesus, but I know that the day that we meet him, there will be questions in our hearts. And so is there someone on your heart that you're burdened for today? Is there someone that you're praying for today? Is there someone you want us as a church to pray for today? Miss Ava? Miss Angie had her hand up.
For the last couple of months, my niece in Mexico has been going through a very terrible divorce, and she has lost everything, and she has lost even the place where she lives. And now I've been praying for her, talking to her, and she, of course, the last thing that she thinks of is God. And I said, just give him a chance. And the day that I had that prayer for her, the next day she told me she finally got a home. And I just want her to know that it is God, the one that is sparing her life and the life of her kids. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mary. So
Mary. All right. We'll remember Mary. Anybody else got another prayer request out there? Miss Janet.
Bethany's brother, Jordan, is in jail right now. Oh. But he's trying to turn his life over to God, and he needs prayers and mentors and any help that anybody can give like that.
Okay. So Jordan and Mary, anybody else got a burden? Miss Shelby and Mr. Matt?
Our neighbors have, the daughter, they let the daughter go to the father's mother, and the mother did some crazy stuff, and it got the father did something and got in jail, and she got the baby taken away. When really they did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. So pray for them.
To make a long story short, so anyway, the grandmother managed to get the child taken from the parents. So I actually am going to court Monday for, yeah.
Support.
Wow. Yeah, and so because there's no reason for their child to have been taken away.
Okay.
None whatsoever. It's a crazy whole situation. So the prayer is that she's a little girl, she's not even two yet, and she has been just taken from them for there's no reason.
And what's her name?
Ari is the little girl's name.
Ari. So we'll pray for Mary and Jordan and Ari. All right.
Mr. Matt.
And then.
Yeah, I've a very close friend who's got some challenges in his life with his family. We just like to remember them because, you know, if Satan can sneak into our families, he's got us.
Mm-hmm.
And we oftentimes just watch it take place.
Okay. Very good. I think Mr. Chuck, and then Ms. Sheila had her hand up after that. No? Oh, okay. Mr. Chuck.
My cousin this past week had
a 25-year-old.
Had a 25-year-old son that overdosed.
Mm.
And he's passed away. So I know the family's having a hard time with it. Haven't spoken with them. They live in Indiana, and I know they're close, but... His name is Adim. Or Adam.
Adam, okay. Very good. All right, we'll take one more. Anybody? Miss Tammy. Oh, and Uncle Dell, did you have your hand up too? All right, we'll do two more. Miss Tammy and then Uncle Dell.
I think I'll have one for everything you stop with in life.
Mm-hmm.
As I always do, we had Satan sneaking on our family, our girls, Tanya and Julie, Patrick Paul, Mason, Gavin, Easton, and Madison. Prayers for them.
Okay. And then Uncle Dale.
I had mentioned in our Sabbath school class that the Apostle Paul was confronted with many evil forces in the world that was not of his choosing. And I think our families in this day and age in which we are living, all of them are being assaulted by Satan. And I think we ought to remember every one of our church members here today. Some of the homes are really hurting, mm-hmm. and the Lord knows them. We've been praying for them in our prayer meeting, in our own personal devotions at home. Dee and I have been remembering them. And God knows those names. There are people here in this church today that are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we ought to hold our personal families up as well as our church family.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do it. Let's not just talk about praying. Let's bring our family to Jesus. Shall we bow our heads? Heavenly Father, O holy brother Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, we come before you as a family not perfect. But we don't have to be perfect. That's your job. All we have to do is come to you. And so, if you were to stand right here in front of me, I'd bring to you every member of my family I could. And we bring before your throne today, Adim, Mary, and Jordan, and Ari, and her family, the members of our church, those present and those not here. We bring before you those hurting and lost, afraid and suffering. We bring ourselves, imperfect creatures as we are, before you. We ask that you would heal us, our wounds, restore us, renew us, that you would reach us wherever we are, even if it's in a jail cell or a courtroom. We don't always see the end from the beginning, Lord, but we know that you do. And so we ask that your hand be upon every situation mentioned and every burden on these hearts today. We ask that you wrap our children in the bubble wrap of your love, that you hedge them about with your love so great that they become uncomfortable doing anything but your will. And that they are forced to be drawn back to you. We pray for our children and their spouses and our grandchildren, our babies, our elderly. Father, you're our God, and you know what we need more than we do. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that in your will, you will work all things out for your honor and glory. Please, in a powerful way, show each person here today that this prayer right now makes a difference. I pray, Lord Jesus, that next Sabbath there will be at least 5 people who come and report that because of the prayer that we're praying right here, right now, that people's lives were changed. I'm putting that challenge to you because I know that it is not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the loving Savior who died for them. And I know it is your will and your desire to give us a life more abundant. And so I'm trusting in you, and I'm calling out right now 5 people whose lives will be changed from this very prayer. And I put it in your hands, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we keep our day going with Jesus, our perfect day. It started from the moment we opened our eyes and we saw him there. We realized he was with us. We bring our families together to worship with him. Our day goes into night, and we see the stars twinkling up ahead. We've got a fire going. Maybe we've got a veggie dog on a stick roasting over the over the campfire. We're singing songs to Jesus. We're praising him, and we know that we've spent a whole good day worshiping him. But it starts to get dark, and sometimes we're afraid that God will leave us in the dark. Sometimes we're afraid that the darkness in the world around us is too much and we can't do it on our own. But the Bible reminds us in Psalm 139, verses 7 through 12, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea,
Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee. But the night shineth as the day, and the darkness as the light are both alike to thee. There is nowhere we can go from his presence. And so as our perfect day with Jesus comes to a close and we stand before him, we don't want him to go. And so let's sing Abide With Me, hymn number 50. Just like when we leave this place, we don't want Jesus to leave and stay here. It's not this building that provides the protection. It's the God of this church that provides that protection. And we want him to abide with us. So our day with Jesus comes to a close, but he promises to stay. I remember when my daughter was little, it was very difficult to put her to bed on her own because when she laid down, she would get sick. And so she would cry and she would get sick. And so we couldn't let her cry it out. So I would stay with her. And I spent pretty much the first 2 years of her life laying over the edge of her crib with my hair dangling down into the crib so she could play with my hair and fall asleep. And I picture Jesus staying right beside us, rubbing our back as we close our eyes and sleep, knowing that he's there, trusting that he'll be with us, knowing that nothing will get us, that no harm will come to us because he is with us. And when God is for us, who can be against us? When my daddy is beside me as I sleep, my dreams are sweet, because I know that there will be nothing that can get me. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14 tell us, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor feeding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thine own words, then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And in his words, may we remember that this day is meant to be a day of restoring and renewing. Let's not fill it like we fill the others. It's time to be spent with his family. It's time to be spent with him. It's time to be spent enjoying and rejoicing in the creation that he gave us. He put that bow on the end of creation so we would open it up and we would see all the rest of creation, all the things he had made for us. He gave us sunshine today so that we could spend some time on the lake or at the park or just outside in our backyards. It's time to open that present. Quit putting it in a box and shove it in the back corner until the next time it comes around. Going, oh, yeah, it's still there. I'll make it for church. I might not make it for Sabbath school, but I'll make it for church. I'll make it for the last 5 minutes of church. Oh, I'm glad I can take a nap now. That's not what a present's for. You remember Christmas morning when you get to open up all your presents? Can you imagine how let down your parents would be if whenever you got a present from him and you opened it up and you're like, oh, it's everything I ever wanted. Now I'm going to go take a nap. But isn't that what we do with the Sabbath? It's everything we need. I'm going to go take a nap. In college, we called it personal ministries. That was nap time. No, that was lunchtime. Personal ministries was lunchtime, and then lay activities was nap time. Yeah. But that's not what God has in mind for this day. Yes, he wants us to rest. Yes, he wants us to be restored. Yes, he wants us to be renewed. But he wants to spend time with us. And so I want to close with just a little bit of one more song. And this one's just a reminder. And it goes, there he was just waiting in our old familiar place. An empty spot beside him where once I used to wait. To be filled with strength and power for the battles of the day. I would have passed him by again, but I clearly heard him say, I miss my time with you, those moments together. I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy. Busy trying to serve me, but how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time with you. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you for setting aside that time for us. Thank you for reminding us what this day can be. Now help us go and do what you've called us to do. And most importantly, keep us close to you so we don't forget this feeling of what it means to be near you, so that we can share it with others who've forgotten to spend time with you. Thank you so much for your gift. Thank you so much for your Sabbath day. These things we ask in your holy, blessed name. Amen.